Oh, sorry. Hello, this is Jim. No, the Anthro Geek. What is anthropology? Introduction to cultural anthropology. It comes from the Greek anthropos, and by the way, this PowerPoint is already online. It's good to rewrite things again because repetitio est mater studiorum, as they say in Latin, repetition is the mother of learning. So I do encourage you to write notes, but all of the PowerPoints are on the website. Anyway, anthro or anthropos, meaning human, logos, meaning the study of. So in one simple sense, anthropology is the study of humanity. In days gone by, they used to say it was the study of man, and they implied man to mean both man and woman, but it's more politically correct to say humanity, thereby including all the manatees as well as the humans. Thank you. Insert laugh at that point. But truthfully, that sounds more of the theoretical side of what is anthropology. But it'd be better if you were equipped to have your senses to be able to recognize anthropology. Imagine you're walking along and you bump into something, you know, on the road, and you look at it, and a lump of something on the sidewalk, and you might want to sniff it or whatever. Is that anthropology? You know, what is that thing? So I've gotten three key descriptors of what anthropology is, you know. So if you see these things, if you smell them, if you hear them, if you're in nursing and you see them, then you can say, that's anthropology. Huh. You know? So if there's anything about whatever you're interested in that's holistic, comparative, or evolutionary, then you could argue there's an anthropological aspect to what you're talking about. Because these three elements, holism, comparativism, and evolution or change are core principles, core competencies within anthro. Holistic, what do I mean by that? It's the whole enchilada is one way to say it. There's a nice quote from Claude Lévi-Strauss, a grand French anthropologist, who said that in a way, culture substitutes itself to life. In another way, culture uses and transforms life to realize a synthesis of a higher order. You can let that sink in or just kind of float on by. Your choice. No. It's kind of a mouthful. He's French. You know, we have to give him that, you know. No. So they're talking about two things. Culture, right? Culture substitutes itself to life. Also, culture uses and transforms or uses and changes life to realize the synthesis of a higher order. What are we talking about in terms of culture and life? What are those terms? Anyone want to guess? I've kind of interposed these words here, you can see. Isn't that cool if I flip back and forth? If we look at culture as nurture, and we look at life as nature, then it might make a little more sense, this quotation of Lévi-Strauss, that in a way, nurture substitutes itself to nature. In another way, nurture uses and transforms nature to realize syntheses of higher orders of nurture and nature. Does that make it any clearer? By this, what I'm trying to get at, or not me, but old Lévi-Strauss, is that the classic debate dichotomy between nurture or nature. Why am I such a debonair, dashing, handsome gentleman? You know? Is it my nurture or my nature? Was it because I was raised by wolves or because my parents, you know, had some genetic information that was abuse? You know? And that classic debate, why are you a criminal? Why are you an alcoholic? Why are you a drug dealer? You know? Or whatever. He's not a drug dealer. This is just an ongoing joke that we will have as long as I know him.